say, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. At least 10 people are dead in severe weather and flooding, with President Trump approving a disaster declaration for Kentucky. 8 people died there. CBS's Skylar Henry is covering this from Atlanta.
This is one of the most serious weather events we've dealt with in at least a decade.
The overnight storm delivered some of the most severe weather the South has seen all season, including 2 suspected tornadoes in Mississippi. And in Alabama, Sunday services were canceled after winds tore the steeple off this church.
The power is out. There's power lines down. All the trees behind the church are gone.
FindEnergy.com reports hundreds of thousands of customers remain without power in eastern states hit by high winds and rain. Some of that rain delayed the Daytona 500, but William Byron survived late wrecks and raced to victory tonight. The call on Fox Sports.
And William Byron has won the 500 for the second year in a row.
Holy cow.
It's Byron's second straight win. New York State police have charged 5 people in the killing of Sam Nordquist, a transgender man from Minnesota. CBS News correspondent Chanel Call is following that for us.
On Friday, 2 men and 3 women, ranging in age from 19 to 38, were arrested in New York and charged with second-degree murder. Investigators say Nordquist was abused and tortured for more than a month before his death. Police say they moved his body about 20 miles away to conceal the crime.
Pope Francis has spent a third day in a hospital.
Pope Francis is in stable condition and continuing drug treatments for a lung infection, the Vatican said in a statement. The 88-year-old Pope was admitted to the hospital on Friday after a week-long case of bronchitis made it hard for him to breathe. Doctors have prescribed complete bed rest. The Pope did not read the traditional Sunday prayer, but in a written version, thanked those who prayed for him and praised the healthcare workers of the hospital. Anna Matranga, CBS News, Rome.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to permit the firing of the head of the federal agency which is dedicated to protecting whistleblowers. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The leader of the Office of the Special Counsel is arguing that under applicable federal law, he can only be fired based on his job performance, and that the email firing him did not cite to any issues with his job performance.
A college student named Jaron Barajas beat Milwaukee Bucks star Damian Lillard in a three-point point shooting contest during the All-Star game and won $100,000, Chuck's Global Stars beat Kenny Young Stars 41-32. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Ever feel like everything in life is moving at hyperspeed? Slow things down with the all-new Nissan Murano. An unapologetic refuge amidst the daily hustle and bustle. Re-energize with massaging leather-appointed seats to melt away the tension of a busy day. Escape into your favorite music with a Bose premium sound system or set the vibe with ambient mood lighting. Because sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Check out the all-new Nissan Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, ambient lighting, and massaging leather-appointed seats are optional features.
Who talks more, men or women? Maybe Stephen Kaufman knows.
Women talk more than men, the finding in a study from the University of Arizona.
There's a very pervasive idea that women outtalk men by a factor. From 20,000 words, 7,000 words, and in Germany there's a proverb, a man, a word, a woman, a dictionary.
University researcher Matthias Mell says the study found that women between the ages of 25 and 64 spoke an average about 3,000 more words per day than their male counterparts.
Which led us to think that this is really about a gender-linked difference in roles, that we tend to find differences in child-rearing and family care, and that those are more often the roles of women, and those are more often the roles that pull for these words.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
The Walt Disney Company says Captain America Brave New World came in tops at the North American box office this weekend. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight. Lows drop down to zero. Wind chills to 15 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold tomorrow. A high near 10 above. Down to 5 below tomorrow night. Wind chills to 20 below. Sunny and a high of 10 Tuesday. Currently it's 10 above.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Notice them until I got them. to cry.
Oh,
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important. Their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bye.
can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime
that I die. This will be the day that I die. Oh, and there we were all in one place, a generation lost in space, with no time left to start again. So come on, Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick, 'cause clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I
years. You found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Judy in the sky.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Severe weather has claimed at least 10 lives in the southeast. Captain Scott Powell with Atlanta Fire Rescue Department on scene where a large tree uprooted and hit a home, killing one person.
It was an extremely large tree that came down and it caught the corner of the structure. And because of the large weight and size of the tree, it made it an extended operation.